Lesson 19. Going on holiday. 1. Part A. Micro listening. Numbers. Flight numbers.
Drill 1. You will hear 5 airport announcements. Pay attention to the flight and gate numbers while listening. Fill in the blanks with what you hear.
1. United Airlines announces the departure of Flight 41 to San Francisco. Passengers are requested to go to Gate 11 immediately, where this flight is now boarding.
2. Attention, please. Central Airlines Flight 602 from Chicago, now arriving at Gate 4.
3. This is the last call for Midwestern Airlines Flight 543 from Milwaukee. All passengers, please board at Gate 2.
4. Your attention, please. Central Airlines Flight 401 for Chicago, now boarding at Gate 3.
5. Midwestern Airlines Flight 641 from Milwaukee, now boarding at Gate 5.
Drill 2. Listen to the dialogue twice and supply the missing words. How are you going to Washington?
By air.
What airlines are you taking?
American Airlines.
And the flight number?
838. It's a direct flight there.
When's the departure time?
10:45 a.m.
When will you arrive there?
10:25 tomorrow morning, local time. It's a 14-hour flight.
Happy journey.
Thanks.
Now listen again. How are you going to Washington?
By air.
What airlines are you taking?
American Airlines.
And the flight number?
838. It's a direct flight there.
When's the departure time?
10:45 a.m.
When will you arrive there?
10:25 tomorrow morning, local time. It's a 14-hour flight.
Happy journey.
Thanks. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. We want to go to Spain. Now listen to the dialogue.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. We'd like some information, please. We want to go to Spain.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, we want to know the airfare to Madrid.
When do you want to go?
We don't really know. June or maybe July.
I see. Well, in May and June, the fare is $480. But it's less in March and April. It's only $460.
And what about July?
It's more in July.
More? How much is it then?
It's $525.
Oh.
Can you give us a brochure, please? We'll think about it.
Of course. Here you are.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. We'd like some information, please. We want to go to Spain.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, we want to know the airfare to Madrid.
When do you want to go?
We don't really know. June or maybe July.
I see. Well, in May and June, the fare is $480. But it's less in March and April. It's only $460.
And what about July?
It's more in July.
More? How much is it then?
It's $525.
Oh.
Can you give us a brochure, please? We'll think about it.
Of course. Here you are.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Question number one. Where did the conversation probably take place?
Question number two. In which month is the fare to Madrid most expensive?
Question number three. How much does it cost for the couple to go to Madrid in April?
Question number four. How did the couple plan to go to Spain?
Question number five. What can you learn from the conversation?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and decide whether the statements you hear are true or false. Put a T or F in the brackets.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. We'd like some information, please. We want to go to Spain.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, we want to know the airfare to Madrid.
When do you want to go?
We don't really know. June or maybe July.
I see. Well, in May and June, the fare is $480. But it's less in March and April. It's only $460.
And what about July?
It's more in July.
More? How much is it then?
It's $525.
Oh.
Can you give us a brochure, please? We'll think about it.
Of course. Here you are.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Number one. The young man and the young woman were a newly married couple.
Number two. They went to ask for some information about a trip to Spain.
Number three. It would be cheaper if the couple should travel in April.
Number four. They would like to consult someone before they could decide.
Number five. July is a busy tourist season in Spain. Dialogue two. Planning a vacation. Now listen to the dialogue.
When is your vacation going to start, Diana?
I'll be leaving on the 5th of August.
Oh, that's only a few days from now. How long are you going to be away?
2 weeks.
Where are you going?
This time, I'd like to go to the beach.
Have you made your hotel reservation yet?
Oh, I don't need to do that. I'll be staying with my friends.
You're lucky, Diana. It's hard to find a place to stay at the beach in August.
Just to think, in a few days, I'll be swimming every day, playing beach ball, lying in the sun, and just taking it easy.
Don't tell me about that. It sounds so great.
What about you, Ken? Where are you planning to take your vacation?
I don't know. I should think about it, I guess.
Exercise one. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
When is your vacation going to start, Diana?
I'll be leaving on the 5th of August.
Oh, that's only a few days from now. How long are you going to be away?
2 weeks.
Where are you going?
This time, I'd like to go to the beach.
Have you made your hotel reservation yet?
Oh, I don't need to do that. I'll be staying with my friends.
You're lucky, Diana. It's hard to find a place to stay at the beach in August.
Just to think, in a few days, I'll be swimming every day, playing beach ball, lying in the sun, and just taking it easy.
Don't tell me about that. It sounds so great.
What about you, Ken? Where are you planning to take your vacation?
I don't know. I should think about it, I guess.
Question number one. When will Diana's vacation start?
Question number two. Why does Diana prefer the beach?
Question number three. Where is Diana going to stay while she's on vacation?
Question number four. Where is Ken going to have his vacation?
Question number five. Why does Ken say that Diana is lucky?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and write down your answers to the following questions.
When is your vacation going to start, Diana?
I'll be leaving on the 5th of August.
Oh, that's only a few days from now. How long are you going to be away?
2 weeks.
Where are you going?
This time, I'd like to go to the beach.
Have you made your hotel reservation yet?
Oh, I don't need to do that. I'll be staying with my friends.
You're lucky, Diana. It's hard to find a place to stay at the beach in August.
Just to think, in a few days, I'll be swimming every day, playing beach ball, lying in the sun, and just taking it easy.
Don't tell me about that. It sounds so great.
What about you, Ken? Where are you planning to take your vacation?
I don't know. I should think about it, I guess.
This is the end of Lesson 19.